Pitch Perfect is a movie about a teenage girl named Becca, played by Anna Kendrick, who wants to fulfill her DJ dreams. Her dad, played by John Benjamin Hickey, is a college professor at Barden and tells Becca that he'll support her dreams of being a DJ if she ends up not liking school. He wants Becca to explore her options and get involved in something instead of soaking in her dorm room 24/7. The movie follows the all-female a cappella singing group, the Barden Bellas, which Becca decides to join. The movie also centers on Becca's journey through her first year at college, meeting new people, experiencing new things, and trying to pursue her love of music. In the beginning of the movie, Aubrey, played by Anna Camp, and Chloe, played by Brittany Snow, the leaders of the Barden Bellas, hold auditions for new group members. Their previous members left after a traumatizing event, I suggest covering your eyes for this part, during the NYC Nationals that movie viewers will discover within the first few minutes. During Becca's unique audition, she uses a cup and hits it against the palm of her hand, flips it over, hits it on the ground, etc., creating a beat that draws viewers in. They let Becca and everyone else who auditioned into the group. Becca offers new, fresh ideas and mashups to sing, but Aubrey insists they stick with classic songs that were originally performed by all female groups. Another element that made the movie fun to watch was the acting and dialogue. Fat Amy, played by Rebel Wilson, stole the show. From her hilarious lines to her random facial expressions, the crowd is guaranteed to laugh every time she comes on the screen. During a meeting between the Barden Bellas, Aubrey and Chloe decided to shape up the new group members by doing some cardio. Everyone was running up and down the bleachers, but then Aubrey spots Fat Amy horizontal running while lying down.
You girls are awesome. Lee horrible. I hate you. Kill yourselves. Girl power.
What's the list of all of the songs that we have ever performed?
There's nothing from this century on here.
I saw the signs.
It's not enough to be good. We need to be different. Our goal is to get to the finals.
How are we paying for regionals?
A bikini car wash is definitely out of the question.
No, Aubrey, I'm like super good at bikini car washes.
There will be no more wasting time with school or boyfriends. Can I trust you will add your own cardio?
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
What are you doing?
Horizontal running.
It's also funny hearing the cheesy a cappella jokes between the Barden Bellas and their enemies, the Troublemakers. The movie did a good job of making the audience laugh, but sometimes the audience's laughter rose above the post-joke dialogue, so it made it hard to hear what actors were saying. Throughout the movie, Becca has a love interest, Jesse, played by Skylar Astin. The first time Becca meets Jesse, or should I say sees him, is when Jesse sings to her out of a taxi cab temporarily parked at a stop sign. They later end up working together at the artsy but messy campus radio station. There are albums stacked in baskets that need to be shelved and organized, and there are papers flying around. Jesse likes to goof around by holding up album covers with different faces, like John Lennon's, up to his face, trying to make Becca laugh, who tries her hardest to ignore him at first. She finally gives in, and Jesse shows her his favorite movie, The Breakfast Club, which reappears throughout the movie. At one point in the movie, all the a cappella groups on campus meet in an empty swimming pool at night. They play a game where each group has to sing a song correctly related to the given topic. The upbeat scene made me smile and want to stand up and sing with them. Toward the end of the movie, the Barden Bellas go to Nationals 1 year after that traumatizing event. There are some last-minute changes, and Aubrey has to trust in Becca that everything will work out. Pitch Perfect is similar to the TV hit Glee in the way they are singing competitions, student dramas, and funny, diverse characters. Pitch Perfect is an energetic and hilarious movie that made me laugh, smile, and even cry. It had me hooked since the very beginning.